Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and you're listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug Thornton from American Vindicta, myself, the Common Sense Show, and together we are the Intel Report. And we're going to go through some news items here. And FBI, totally reprobate. And then we have a situation coming out of Israel where I think the official that was speaking should put the crack pipe down. And we're going to get into all these news items here, folks. It just doesn't get any crazier. But I think you're going to find this an informative hour. And first of all, I need to let you know that we have a couple sponsors to take care of. You think the food supply is safe? Okay, well, I don't agree with you. And I think if you investigate some of the shows we've had in the past, you'll agree that you need 2 years of storable food. You go, oh, 2 years, I heard the air go out of the room. Do the best you can do. 2 weeks is better than no weeks. 2 months is better than 2 weeks. You get the idea. My Patriot Supply is the best in the country. They have a great special, breakfast, lunch, dinner, 2,000 calories per day, 25-year shelf life, and you don't have to stand in a Biden bread line. Can you realize what a disaster that will be when that day comes? Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. I saw a picture today. I think it was on Breitbart, and Obama was shown signing the Dodd-Frank law. Do you know what that is? You know what the Dodd-Frank law, people, is? It gives the banks the right to steal your money. They declare you to be an undeclared creditor, and if they want to take your money or devalue it, do a bail-in or whatever they want to call it, they can do it. So you need to separate as much of your money and your retirement as you can from your bank. Noble Gold can help you with that. They specialize in IRA 401 conversions, but they do other things. They can save your bank account, too, with precious metals investments. And I have to say this. I've been advertising for Noble Gold for 6 years. I've been a customer for five. I put my money where my mouth is. These are the people I've trusted to diversify my assets. So when the proverbial poop hits the fan, I'm going to be fairly well intact. No one's going to come through this unscathed, but I've taken steps to ensure some of my financial solvency. You can too. I want to send you a free information packet that describes what Noble Gold does, and then you can give them a call. And I have to make a disclaimer here, courtesy of the federal government, who is letting Sam Bankman-Fried walk from FTX. That's because he paid off the Democrats. I mean, and Mitch McConnell and Rona McDaniel. That's why he's getting a walk. But nonetheless, I have to be ethical, and I'm happy to do so, and tell you that all investments are inherently risky, and past performance cannot be an indicator of future performance. Keep in mind, I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years. They're the best there is. Let me send you that information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, Doug Thornton is here, and he's got a number of news items we're going to go through and comment on, and I think it just goes to illustrate how crazy this country has become and how desperate we have got to begin to feel to get our country back. We have to recruit, and we have to fight. We have to stand up to this tyranny. Doug, there were some doozies you read to me. Where do you want to start?
Well, I got more than what I was just reading to you. That was just a couple.
I figured that.
Well, here, let's just give a couple minutes to each title, and then we'll see which one's the craziest, and we can really stick to that. So starting ourselves off, once again, thank you, everyone, for listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Make sure that you are signed up on Rumble for the Doug and Dave Intel Report. It's just Doug and Dave Intel Report. Make sure you're signed up there and that you're spreading that information. That helps with the algorithm and growing us on the Rumble channel. We don't get anything out of it. We're not getting paid to have Rumble. This is just to be able to get more of our information out there to people, and also the Common Sense Show and the commonsenseshow.tv. Dave, we always forget to say that right there at the end. So
I know, we got to say it. Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. All right, so the FBI, and this isn't the first time I've heard this, by the way. I've heard multiple stories of this. One actually took place north of me in Oklahoma, but this was put out by Tyler Durden on Zero Hedge on the 18th, so yesterday. The FBI groomed a developmentally challenged 16-year-old to become a terrorist and then arrested him. Earlier this month, the FBI announced the arrest of 18-year-old Mateo Ventura of Wakefield, Massachusetts, over allegations that he provided financial support to ISIS. According to the Department of Justice press release, Ventura was indicted for knowingly concealing the source of material supportive resources that he intended to go to a foreign terrorist organization. Yet, according to the government's own criminal complaint, Ventura never gave a dime to any terrorist groups, while the only, quote, terrorist he actually had any contact with was an undercover FBI agent who befriended him, sought him out. This is predatory, by the way, when he was 16 years old, and then convinced him to produce gift cards with small amounts of cash on them. And the FBI told Ventura not to tell anyone about their intimate online relationships, including his family. Okay, the FBI, I'm going to pull a JFK here for a second. The FBI needs to be shattered into 1,000 pieces and cast to the wind. How can we trust the FBI to do anything when they are taking the most vulnerable of us, our children, and those who have mental disabilities, and then turn them into willful scapegoats for their own personal funding stream so that they can keep getting their quotas every month? Look at how many terrorists I caught this month. This, if I was this boy's father, Dave, I would sue the FBI until they were all working at Dollar General. And then I'd sue them again. The shamefulness of the FBI. And it doesn't matter how great of the FBI agents are out there. I'm going to stop saying this, Dave. And I'm not going to tell you to say this, but I'm going to. Because I spent 10 years in law enforcement, and I gave a damn about my job. But I am disgraced by the FBI. And I am not ever going to say again that there are good men and women in the FBI. Because you cannot be a good man and woman in the FBI and knowingly work for this corrupt, satanic organization that is wholly un-American, completely Gestapo, and say that you're doing the right thing. It doesn't matter anymore. Which good guy worked for the SS? Which good guy worked for Mao Zedong? There were none. The Nuremberg trials before, during, and after went after anyone attached to Dachau or Auschwitz or any of the other vast death camps that were out there. We said this with Pastor Langford, and I said it to you the other night. One of the biggest problems in this country right now is law enforcement. We are not keeping the peace, and we're allowing corruption. We're allowing corruption. Where are the sheriffs? Can the sheriffs not do anything? Let's get Sheriff Mack on one time.
I want to ask him this question.
What can the sheriffs do? If the FBI willfully breaks the Constitution, if the FBI willfully breaks your Fourth Amendment rights, can the sheriff's department do anything about it? Because the courts won't. If the courts protect them, if the courts, through FISA, give them all the access they need for, you know, all the different stuff that comes with FISA and terrorists and the ability to spy on you, to spy on what you're buying, to track your every movement, someone has to stop it. Because it's either we in law enforcement stop it, or we the people will stop it. Now, here's the vice versa of that, Dave. If we in law enforcement cared, we would start arresting the DAs hired by Soros that are breaking the law, the judges hired by Soros and whoever else breaking the law, letting child rapists go, letting murderers go. No, sir. No. We're not doing that anymore. No. You can either follow the law to the letter of the law or get out of the seat or get arrested for it. That should be the only three options that they should get. And then go after the damn politicians. Go after anyone in the Pentagon who is doing anything illegal. No one should be able to be above the law. And I will agree with this, because the Democrats are saying it, Dave, to include the president. to include the president. Do you know what is one of the biggest bodies of law enforcement that surround the president? The Secret Service. Go ahead and commit a felony in front of a Secret Service agent. Do you know what they have the right to do? To arrest you. But Hunter does it every day. Hunter is a known felon. A multi-time known felon. To include his daddy. And we protect him. There's no way we escape God's judgment at this point. There's no way. It has to start with the law. God has ordained righteous governments and righteous laws and righteous men serving the people. But when we don't have righteous laws, we don't have righteous men who are still considered the peacekeepers, and we have an unrighteous government, then we get what we deserve. Because we're not doing anything about it.
Do you think Merrick Garland is a man? And I don't mean biologically. I'm talking about character. Do you see him being a man? He's a reprobate wimp. And he's in charge of America's law enforcement. And Doug, tell the audience, when you were working as a supervisor in Portland, fighting to save the public and law enforcement from Antifa, tell the audience what Merrick Garland did for the Antifa people you'd arrest.
We had, within the probably 1 year, maybe 1.5 years of the Operation to Portland, Operation Diligent Valor 1 and 2. We had over 300 injuries to law enforcement officers. That doesn't mean scrapes and boo-boos and people who ate too many donuts and got sick or sprained their ankle. People who got hit with ball bearings being shot at by slingshots. I know some people say, oh, slingshots. Buddy, let me take a ball bearing or a marble and hit you right in the nads with a slingshot. My supervisor, Mike, got hit twice. This poor guy. And it in Mike's defense, he's about 6'5", so he's quite the target. But he got hit twice, right in the junk, within a matter of probably an hour. And after the second time, he had to go. Mike's done for the night. We had guys get hit in the throat, in the face. I had a guy get hit right in the face with a beer bottle, exploded all over him. Thank God he had on his helmet. Throw Molotov cocktails at us. They'd take knife blades and open them up and throw them at us. That was one thing that Portland PD had reported before. They'd take balloons, fill them up with water or acetone, and then they would also take, they'd throw them with acetone and paint, and then they'd fill up balloons with water, inject blood from an HIV-positive person into it. They'd throw used tampons, the most disgusting things that they would throw at us. Frozen fruit and vegetables. My God, does a frozen potato hurt? And over 200 felonious arrests. Over 200 felonious arrests. So that means over 200 arrests for people committing felonies. Most of them assault law enforcement officers. Not one prosecuted.
Merrick Garland.
Not one. Go freeze you some little red potatoes and go to your local police department and say, hey, guys, I got an experiment. I want to see if you're going to do what Department of Justice did. And just start pegging one of the supervisors with some frozen potatoes. See how long it takes till you get arrested. And then see if you get to go all the way through the prosecutorial process and if you actually get convicted or not. Most likely, you're going to be convicted of what, Dave? Assault. Right?
On a police officer, right?
No, not these people. Yeah. Does it also make sense that every single one of them, every single one of them that we arrested was a leftist, not a right winger, was a communist, not someone for the Constitution? Most of them were Satanists, not Christians. All right? And every single one of them more than willing to commit violence for the sake of violence, and were paid to do it. Tell me where you see that with MAGA, Joe Biden. But we're the terrorists, right? Where are the terrorists? It's lunacy. We live in an upside-down world. But answer me this, Dave. Give me a psychological explanation, because I'm a simple man. I understand very few things, all right? I have very, very little patience to understand people's humors and behavior. Why would we allow such lawlessness in this country? And why would law enforcement tolerate it?
Well, you don't have to be a psychologist to answer this. I think an historian is better. When Mao took over China, the country was really rooted in tradition, centuries-old tradition. Yet he wanted to bring in something foreign to the people, which was communism. So he started by unbending the culture. He just destroyed it. And we called it a Maoist cultural revolution. And it became a norm for what we saw post-World War II for the takeover of a nation. First, you destroy the culture. You take over the media, you grab the guns, then you impose your tyranny. That's the progression. And with what you saw in Portland, that was a Maoist cultural revolution.
I mean, they had the little red cookbooks. They would sit there and read it to us. Which was this one guy, he's a tranny, he's an amphibian. He's the one that I told you would wear the Baphomet mask.
Yeah, yeah.
We arrested him a couple times, by the way. And you know what we arrested him for? Not because he was blowing kisses at us. But, you know, he did get to see if he had any concrete allergies. I will say that. It's a pleasure. Dave, I'm going to say this out loud. It's a pleasure to have done it over and over again, arresting these people. It was a pleasure. It was my pleasure to sit there and defend the Constitution against these reprobates. And I get called a pig all the time, even by our own listeners. We have some of our own listeners who don't like law enforcement, and they think, like, you know, law enforcement's the worst thing in America. I'm not going to deny you this one fact. If we don't stop what we're doing, law enforcement will be the most dangerous entity in America.
It's the American Gestapo in grooming. That's what we've got.
But we'll be worse, though, because the Gestapo, they had informants. Now we have AI. The Gestapo had papers and magazines. They had churches. They had meeting corners. We now have social media. The government's already admitted that they're blackmailing millions of Americans by taking all your information that you put on the internet and your social media accounts, every funny meme that you thought of, every time you said Joe Biden's a POS, they are logging it. And for what? For reprisal. Reprisal. This is exactly what the Chinese do. And does it also not surprise you that we had secret Chinese police stations here in America snitching and tattletelling on their fellow Chinese Americans, and they were not prosecuted by the FBI? Arrested, but not prosecuted? How is this happening? No wonder why Vladimir Putin sits on his throne and laughs at us. You can't even take us seriously. Listen to this, Dave. Contrary to the sensational narrative, let's get back to the story. Contrary to the sensational narrative that the feds told the news media of terrorist financing in the U.S., the charging documents show that this boy, Ventura, gave an undercover FBI agent gift cards for pitifully small amounts of cash, sometimes in $25 increments. In his initial bid to travel to the Islamic State, the teenager balked up, making an excuse by the FBI's own account to explain why he did not want to go. He was telling them, "I don't even want to go. Here's $25. Leave me alone." And when another opportunity to travel abroad arose, and who's given him the opportunity? It's not ISIS. It's the FBI. This kid, Ventura, once again said no and stayed home instead of going on to his flight. They bought him an airplane ticket. By the time the investigation was actually winding down, he appeared ready to turn in his purported ISIS contact who was an FBI agent to the FBI. Shattered into a thousand pieces, sweep it up and burn it till there's nothing left. That's what should happen to the FBI. And every
agent there, disband
it,
no question. Every
agent there needs to be reassigned. Reevaluated first and then reassigned. I have no sympathy, no pity, no remorse. At this rate, if we don't go back to the old lawman style of law enforcement, where you had just a couple of good old boys walking through the saloons and they'd pistol whip a drunk every now and then and fight off the mean Indians and outlaws and bank robbers, we are going to completely militarize the police. We've already become the fifth wing of the military, and we are going to be the biggest threat to the national security of America and we the people. It's going to be law enforcement. And I spent 10 years in law enforcement. I absolutely loved my job. I miss being in law enforcement. God pulled me out of that to do this. God knows more than Doug does, right? I love law enforcement. I love serving with my brothers because it still was that esprit de corps that I had in the military. But I cannot vouch for this. I cannot make up excuses for this. And the ATF ain't any better. The IRS ain't any better. DHS ain't any better. DEA ain't any better. No one. Get rid of it all. Because we have, as federal law enforcement, we have been completely militarized, weaponized. And look at Joe Biden, Dave. Just recently had Trump arrested. Were you shocked when you saw that?
Yeah, well, if you can't beat him in an election, you arrest him.
Hey, what are we, communist China? I know most of our politicians.
That's where he takes. It's where, you know, my dad used to say, if you roll in excrement, you begin to stink. Well, that's Biden rolls in Chinese excrement. I mean, need I say more?
Well, he sold us up the Yellow River, hadn't he? Hunter. Hey, I want answer me this statement. The FBI refuses to give the name of the whistleblower in Burisma in Ukraine who has the information, over 27, I believe it is, phone calls or videos of them talking with both Hunter and Joe. I believe two of them was Joe when he's vice president, and negotiating giving them $5 million apiece and Hunter more than that. They refused to tell Congress this man's name because they said that they fear the Biden administration would have him killed. What is the biggest threat in the world? Is it Islamic terror? Is it really the Russian Empire? No doubt, Chinese communists are horrifically scary if they get in here into America and take control. Or is it that we have a completely out-of-control U.S. government with the strongest military, the strongest economy, and almost nothing tethering us down?
Well, we have something tethering us down now. It's our reprobate ways. When you live your life the way that the federal government officials are living their lives, you destroy what you touch. And we're seeing that right now. Every agency of the federal government is now reprobate, and it's anti-American. And they're serving the purpose of bringing down the republic, and they're invoking a Maoist cultural revolution.
Yep. And you know what's sad is, at least in my agency in DHS, I know for the sub-agency that I worked for specifically, the Federal Protective Service, every single one of us was a former veteran. That was part of the hiring process. You had to be a veteran. So here's another problem is we are so lazy and complacent that we willfully look the other way to constitutional wrongdoings so that we get our paycheck, so that we get our benefits, our retirement, we get that overtime, that free gun badge and car and phone and laptop, and yet they're selling our country to the communists, turning us communist? And what are you veterans going to do? Your oath of allegiance is not to the Democrats or the Republicans. It's to we, the people. Oh, and by the way, it's not to the government either. Because me and Dave both sat here and watched these foolish Democrats who were hounding the four or five whistleblowers from the FBI, and they said, where is your oath of allegiance? It's to the government. No, it's not. It's to we, the people, and to the Constitution of the United States that we, the people, live in, that we, the people, protect, because this is an entirely volunteer force, from military, law enforcement, to everything that civilians do. We're all the same people. There's no difference. No one is better or above. Except for the politicians, apparently, who have all made themselves 50 little dictators.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I'll tell you, you're right about the John Kennedy analysis. It really is. Break the CIA into 1,000 pieces. I was alluding to this morning when I was talking about how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in fear of his life, and I said, this is what John Kennedy talked about. This is what the Gestapo did. The Gestapo, first they jailed people, then they started killing people, and the FBI is a Gestapo in process.
Absolutely. And who are the brown shirts, the stormtroopers?
A lot of it's Congress.
Yeah, at this point, you know, I mean, I would say that the Nazis that survived World War II and came here and then shaped the rest of how the U.S. government looks like learned from their ways. They continued with the secret police because that was obviously that worked, right? But they didn't need the shock troops. They didn't need the stormtroopers, which is absolutely what Antifa is. It's absolutely what Black Lives Matter is, and La Raza and all these other violent leftist communist socialist groups. They all have the same thing in common: violent leftist communist socialist groups. We don't have a bunch of Lutherans running around burning cities down, do we? The Pentecostals aren't running around with their tongues and waving hands and chasing the police into buildings and throwing Molotov cocktails, are they?
No, you don't see the
Baptists in Tennessee running up and down the roads of Nashville and killing kids in schools with the rattlesnakes in their hands that they dance with. Of course, I'm using hyperbole here. It's not coming from the Christians. It's not coming from the conservatives. It's not coming from the people who believe in dangerous freedoms and just wanted to be left alone. Communism has to have complete dominance and control, and will kill and dominate everyone who refuses it. And Dave, when the government has willfully said we shall be a part of this system, we no longer have a United States of America. We can call ourselves that, but we are not that.
What do we have?
I don't know, man. Babylon has fallen. We are prophecy fulfilled. That's what we are. I believe it. That's what I believe. I believe we are prophecy being fulfilled. Lawlessness abounds in our country. The love of many has waxed cold. Look at George Floyd, a 30-time felon. 30-time felon has now been promoted to the ranks of sainthood.
Did you say Satanhood or sainthood?
Sainthood. Sainthood.
Okay.
The
Satanists, make sure I got that right.
The Satanists promoted him to their saint. And you hear nothing. You don't hear anything from any of the churches, any of the representations of the body of Christ, the mainline churches, from the Catholics, our dear friends the Catholics, and then anything that's Protestant. I know the Catholics hate Protestants, and Protestants make fun of Catholics. You're all silly in my eyes. We have a relationship with Christ and leave it there. Your dogmatic religiosity is our problem. Get out on the streets, protest, rebuke. It's not happening. They have turned into women in the midst of thee. Ah, another prophecy fulfilled.
That is interesting. Something I read today too. Well, Americans are rudderless, and I'll say it this way first. They don't believe in anything. We used to believe in country. We used to believe in God. We're rudderless now. People are trying to get us to believe in the LGBTQ as the end-all, be-all. But people reject that. I mean, Dodger Stadium, they call Dodger Boo. They had these drag queen Catholic nuns, and they played to a very low crowd. The stadium was almost empty, and the ones that were there booed.
Yeah, and then the next week they have who was it this week? They're going to have a Christian family night. Yeah, right.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they got so much pushback. They're like, oh, well, tonight we're just celebrating the Satanists. And next week we'll celebrate Jesus. No. This isn't as, and I'm going to take a script right out of Pastor Langford. This isn't Burger King. You can't have it your way.
Well, so, unfortunately, they're trying to have it their way, and they are. They own the media, they own the government, they own the courts.
Well,
and they own the election process. I want to make that clear.
You're going to love this. One of these top stories is from Harbinger's Daily. Truth and intolerance. Is religious freedom a code word for Christian supremacy? Christian supremacy. By all means, have Muslim supremacy. Tell me how that goes for you, all of you in the amphibian crowd. You are non-existent in the Middle East. Which is, that's also a fallacy, because a lot of those people are heathenistic reprobates to go along with it. Anyone that's a veteran, you'll know of how the Iraqis and Afghanis treat their children and young men like prostitutes. Like prostitutes. They, and actually in Afghanistan, there's certain parts in Iraq that also does this, but it's like every Wednesday or something like that, they take a young boy and dress him up as a girl and pass him around to the elders of the village. Any veteran listening to me right now that went to Afghanistan can vet that. We've become that now. America has become that. Guys, when we were over there and we used to see how they act, I'm like, oh man, America, we never acted like that. Thank God we don't. We do now. We've gone so far away. Listen to this. Global digital passports hold grave implications for Americans around the world. And this is because of the WHO. Global passports. Do you think they'll end up making us have global passports, Dave? Because Barack Obama is now proposing that we have digital fingerprints to help the regime combat what they deem as online misinformation.
Yeah, I reported on that today too. Exactly right. What they're basically saying is, forget misinformation. Misinformation is a euphemism for when you say things we don't agree with. That's what misinformation is. Yeah, Doug, you know, the bottom line is these people control the narrative. Mm-hmm. And as I said to Pastor Langford, too, I said to him, they honor everything that doesn't end in procreation. They denigrate the family. They denigrate marriage. They denigrate America, patriotism. You know, it's just absolutely amazing that we're living through this. Yesterday was Juneteenth. I think we should celebrate people for their courage to come through slavery, come out the other side, but how people persevered during slavery. First of all, I'll say this. It was the British that started it. It wasn't America, you dumbasses who don't know your history. But you look at the Juneteenth thing. It's being used to make people like you and me supposedly to pay reparations for what? For what? Half my ancestors were in Germany. It had nothing to do with this.
And mine were in Norway.
Yeah. So, yeah, but see, the thing is it's about racism. And right now, you know, I have an appreciation for what black people went through in Jim Crow, because we're going through it now.
Yeah.
We are a discriminated white race, and that's a fact. And you look at Biden, and people say, oh, Dave, you're exaggerating. Well, when he came in office, he tried to make agriculture loans available to farmers. But he said everyone can apply except for white farmers. And then the Asians take their turn too. You see that kid who was had like a 4.6 GPA, scored in the upper 95th percentile, 99th percentile on his ACT, and the top six colleges in the country wouldn't admit him because he was Asian.
Well, there's an absolute attack upon Asian Americans here in America, perpetrated by Black Americans here in America. I have no idea what that's all about,
Well, I can tell you where
but
it's coming from. It's coming from the Biden administration on behalf of China.
yeah, I
That's
don't
what
know.
I understand. Yeah, the Chinese, they have a genocidal policy towards America. They say we want to occupy America for its natural
Absolutely.
resources, and we're not going to co-occupy. So that's a genocidal statement. But they've even gone on to say, Wei Fang said this, their second to last defense minister. He said that we can't even save the 14 million Chinese in America because they're too Americanized.
Like this is the thing about this whole reverse racism thing. And if because you and I are white, if we say reverse racism, well, now we're taking away from everything that the people through the abolition times worked for. No, we're not.
That's
We're ca
BS.
we're carrying it forward because you're going to be enslaved again. Hello, Democrats. All you who vote Democrat, you're still in slavery.
That's exactly right. Well, the Democrats were the party of slavery.
Yeah.
They were the party of the Ku Klux
Listen
Klan.
to Joe Biden. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Excuse me?
Well, he voted against segregated schools as a senator, and
Because
he
he.
referred to he didn't want church, he didn't want schools to become jungles.
Yep.
I mean,
A
if that's not
urban
racist, I don't know
jungle.
what is. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah. And that's that whole party. That's that whole party. I get into my little theology here about Nazism in America, and the Nazi Socialist Party of America runs right in line with the Democratic Party in America. And I don't care what RFK says, it does, because all the data and evidence goes into that direction. And then they turn around using doublespeak. And doublespeak is something created by the United States government. It's used as a psychological weapon against we the people. And they say, oh, we're not racist. They're racist. And then they just start saying that everything that we say, conservatives, not, I'm not saying Republicans, but I'm saying conservatives, everything conservatives say or do or stand for is racist. A man and a woman together in matrimony is racist. A strong male family is racist. I saw that. A family that has a strong fatherhood is racist. But the average prisoner came from a single family home dominated by the mother. So your data is not correct.
Well, they don't care about the facts. They care
No,
about controlling the narrative. That's the only thing they care about.
Joe Biden said, we're not here for facts, we're here for truth. Dave, tell me what's your definition for facts and truth?
I don't draw a distinction. They're one and the same.
Oh, no.
These people are about propaganda. That's their okay. Facts are facts. Okay? The proper interpretation of facts using proper analysis techniques brings you to proper conclusions. But these people don't even start with the facts. If they don't have data, they make it up.
Yeah. This is the way I see it whenever Joe Biden said we're here for truth, not facts. The grass, scientifically speaking, the grass is grass and it can only ever be grass. But the moment a weed grows in and you got a little dandelion, well, now the Democrats say, well, that's not grass. These are all potential flowers. It's like, no. Jackass, it grew in between that. Like, how do you not know basic common science? Everything gender affirming for my amphibian crowd that listens to us, everything that was you know, a male to female. A lot of feedback on your end, Dave.
Yeah, I hear that too. I don't know what it is.
Everything that was male to female or female to male for these surgeries, this is what's really funny. And they say there's like 40 different genders. You can only have surgery on two genders. So that destroys the entire conversation. A male can only become, quote, female, which is not true. And a female can only, quote, become male, which is not true. But someone who's trigender or asexual or whatever, they're a unicorn, whatever they want to be, it's all made up. It's a lie that they tell themselves over and over again. And you have such gullible idiots in America who believe it. I saw a video of a woman in her 20s at least. This is why my hope in America is fading. In her 20s, a white girl, and she's sitting here in her like Mercedes, and she's saying, I'm going to sue my parents.
And what was the reason? I hear that noise again, too. I don't know what that is. That's not from my end. But
hey, FBI, knock it out. We're trying to record a podcast. She said, I'm suing my parents because I didn't give them permission to be born. I didn't give my parents permission for me to be born. The lunacy has to stop.
Got to put the crack pipe down.
You know,
that's incredible.
I completely agree with what a friend of mine once said. He was actually my platoon commander when we were in Ramadi, Iraq. And he said, you know what we should do with all these crazy people? I was like, what? He said, all the felons, all the crazy people, all the communists, we should just send them all to Afghanistan. And just say, if you can take over Afghanistan, you can have your utopia. But the thing is that these people will never be satisfied because Christ is not in their heart. And this is what's dangerous with this crowd of people. They're not satisfied with their Gay Pride Month. Because remember, it was Gay Pride Month. And then it was Pride Month. And they're not satisfied with just Mambla or Nambla, whatever it is, the North American Man Boy Love Association, have sex with eight or it's too late. That's their little saying. They weren't satisfied with the transsexual stuff. Antifa wasn't satisfying enough, so now it's Trans-Tifa. And they will not be satisfied until they burn down everything that has made America great. And you know what happens when everything is burnt down? No phoenix arises from the ashes in America. There will be no phoenix. There will be no great new population or group of people. Because when Rome burned, it never got resurrected. That will be us.
Probably. There's one example in history when they had the Haitian slavery reform. It wasn't reform, it was revolution, and they murdered their French masters in the middle of the night. If we don't turn to God, that's going to be the only option we have left, is violence. And it's not going to come from the people. It's going to have to come from the military that's had enough.
Maybe so.
But I don't think we're there yet. I know there's division in the ranks. I know that for sure. I know that when we go to war, Biden won't have full control. I do know that too, but saying that they're going to go to perform a coup or to break away, I don't know. And will they come to the rescue of people when the roundups start? I agree with you. Right now they won't. But what people don't understand is roundups are coming. The FBI, for example, is on a progressive mode right now. They're doing more and more to the people they don't care for in America. They're escalating. And eventually, you escalate to the point where you imprison, and then you exterminate.
Just listen to this. One dead, 28 injured in shooting at Chicago on Juneteenth at an event. It was supposedly an illegal street takeover celebration party thing. And then an active shooter starts, a mass shooting starts. It didn't happen in Fort Worth. It didn't happen in whatever conservative town that you're sitting in. It continues to happen in the Democratic hellholes. And listen, I have sympathy and compassion for every American. And I'm speaking to a group of people in America right now. And I desperately ask that you listen to me. For every person in America that's a black American who continues to vote democratically, you are continuing to vote for mass murder. Not just through abortions, but also through this gangland violence. The change has to come from inside your very proud, unique history and community. The men have to start staying with the woman so that their children are not grown up lost, and they have to take back what is rightfully theirs. What I'm seeing is a de-evolution of sanity in America. That's broad spectrum. All race, all religion, all creeds. No one is perfect in the eyes of God. But I hate having to turn on Twitter or whatever news I'm looking at and to consistently see mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting in one place, Chicago. Chicago, your police cannot stop it. We have failed you. Law enforcement, for all law enforcement officers listening to me right now, even for those of you who do good every day and you're heroes, our establishment as law enforcement has failed this country. And it is only going to be by we the people that we are brought back, that we're deemed, if we're even found redeemable. There's an old saying that the police police the community, and the community police the police. So this is a team effort, guys. The law enforcement needs your help. And guess where that help needs to come from? Fathers. Teaching your young men not to turn up as little wannabe thugs and reprobates. And that speaks for all men. All men.
Well, you can't
find this amount of violence in America anywhere prior 1960.
Well, there is a little salvation here, and I take heart in. I'm looking at a picture right now of Trans Beer, a.k.a. Bud Light. And they're giving away Trans Beer for $0. The people won that battle. Target stock is in the toilet. The people won that battle.
13 billion losses.
Now, Disney is in the toilet. Now, the one thing that people don't know about, though, is the ESG rating. And it's something that people really need to focus on. And people ask me, Dave, you always bring up ESG. I'll explain it again real quickly. Environmental, social, governance. Okay, and the social part. You ask yourself, why do corporations purposely destroy their bottom line to go along with the woke agenda? No one is that mind-controlled, brainwashed. The reason they do it is because they know the collapse is coming. And they're seeking favor from the globalists. We did your bidding. Now restore our economic prominence in your new world order. This is why these companies do this. And a lot of people don't understand it. They don't care about going broke now. Because they're figuring on the other side of the collapse, which must be near, that they'll be resurrected.
No. We're going to lose this country in probably a year. probably a year.
I think in many ways we've already lost the country. There's only a small window to get the country back, and I don't really see a path to getting it back other than through the power of Jesus Christ in repentance and recommitment. God's going to have to work the miracles.
Yep. Men, we are to blame. We are the head of the households. We are the warrior priest of our families. We are the connection between God and our family. It's our fault. Men built America, and weak men are destroying America. And we need to take that blame, and we need to reinvest in ourselves and our children, and hopefully, what, like Nineveh, if we can all sit down and repent, God can spare us. I'll never say that God cannot spare us if we are found worthy of that. But yeah, man, we got a long way to go.
Well, we got a yeah, if we can get there at all. You know, these people own the churches. We talked about that with Pastor Langford. They own everything. The thing that they don't own is what's between your ears, what's in your heart, and what's in your soul. And this is what they're moving towards next. That's really what's behind transhumanism, but another discussion for another day. But the reality, Doug, is that people have to turn away from their reprobate ways. When you act like Satan, you're going to be ruled by Satan, and that's what's happening today. We are totally reprobate, and so it doesn't bother people that Joe Biden was in the shower naked with his daughter. Well, sorry, folks, that's what was in the diary that the FBI freaked out over and went and harassed the woman who dared put it out. And by the way, she put out what she was told.
And James O'Keefe has still never gotten any of that back either.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they come and seize it, so it can't be used. People, you need to understand here. We're not voting our way out of this in 2024. We can try. And an attack upon this establishment is a good move in the name of God, but it is not going to result in the re-election of Donald Trump. I don't believe he has a chance. I agree with Pastor Langford. If they can't get him out on these phony charges, they're going to kill him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say we go a little old school. Let's invoke what NATO invokes. Is it Article 1? An attack upon one is an attack upon all. And as Americans, an attack by our government, an unconstitutional, unwarranted attack by its weaponized dogs at this point, is an attack upon all Americans, because it will eventually happen to you all if you don't bend the knee. And how many of you like living on that bended knee?
Now, what do they say? It's better to die on your feet than on your knees.
Well, there's another thing. too many problems, not enough axes. That's an old Viking proverb.
Yeah,
a cleaved head no longer plots.
Oh, yes. I'm a little familiar with this. I don't know if you knew this. My wife is Norwegian.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Second generation. And so pretty cool, the old sayings. I mean, and we need that Norway toughness today. We don't have it. And you're right. What's the old saying? Men are men and sheep are scared. That describes America pretty well. Tell people again how they can follow us.
Well, so the Intel Report is on Rumble, and just type in Doug and Dave Intel Report. Make sure that you're liking, you're subscribing to that, and please comment. We do like to answer back to your comments. If you ever have any questions about the show, any information, you can always send it to us via Dave's email or my email. My email is AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. Also, the American Vindicta Show is on GSRadio.net along with The Common Sense Show. So make sure you go over to GSRadio.net and check us out. We're also both on YouTube, so please make sure that you're subscribed to us on YouTube and that you're liking, sharing, and commenting. And let us know if you're not getting all that information, because I'm getting told now that my information's not getting out there now.
Some of it, yeah, I agree. Anyway, we're on that note, folks, we are flat out of time. Thank you for joining us. Jesus is the way. His kingdom is the destination. And live true to your spirit, and God will stand by you. No matter what happens, he will not abandon you. We'll see you back here next time. God bless.